And he was had grown great big dog now, yeah, but only about 3 months old, because it was Labrador retrievers.
Yeah.
Get tremendous anyway.
Yeah. What about the little kind of small, noisy, yapping dogs people have all the time? What do they call them?
Terriers or Chihuahuas or something.
Feist?
Like. Yeah, they call them Feist too. Now, the Feist was a cross between
yeah.
of two. That's what at that time they would call them.
When you wanted your dog to go after something or attack something, you say?
Well, you just go get it or something like that. You train them like that. And they always did. Now, we had, after my husband died, we had a golden retriever at that time. And he was not a vicious dog at all. Unless some stranger came around. And I was here alone. And walking across the yard, and the dog got real close to me. I thought, well, what? And his hair bristled up. I didn't see anything for him to get. I thought, well, Ruff, what in the world are you after? And looked way down. He had this little nigger man, boy coming up through there. And he was going to defend me. I mean, he just really stuck close to me. And then at night, I would, in my breakfast room, I had a rug, a little bit larger than this, I put down and let him sleep on it. And you never heard a noise out of it. You could tell the dogs, the bud dogs out in the pen would bark just at anything. And you never heard a noise out of him unless there was something outside. And when he made any noise, you knew there was something there. Wanted to get after.
Now, somebody came to visit you and you weren't here, that your folks would say, no, she's not. She's not?
Not at home. Not in. Something not in. That's it.
You say you went into town and you saw somebody that you weren't looking for them. You just kind of, you say, later on you were telling somebody about it. You say, guess who I
saw or ran into or something like that. Yeah. That's right.
Now, your full name was, you were named, who was it that you were named?
My name was Alice Gray.
Okay, and that was your mother's name?
My mother was.
Okay, Alice.
I was named for my aunt, Alice. And of course, when I dropped when I married, I just go for Alice. Most of my old friends call me Alice. And my family, nearly all of them call me Miss Alice. I have some grandsons that call me Miss Alice. And I'll tell you how that originated. I lived in Milesville, and they needed a school teacher, one of the school teachers that was coming, and they asked me if I might teach. And I never had taught before. I was working at another job. And I told them I guess I would. So the people, boys, young fellas, course quite a bit younger than I, but they told their parents, well, they couldn't call me Miss, but they'd call me Miss Alice. But that was all they were going to do, and that's where I got my name, Miss Alice. Even my husband got to call me Miss Alice. All my family called me that. And this was my friends, the doctor's wife over here. I'm Miss Alice, and I'm Miss Alice to nearly everyone. Of course, my daughter-in-law, I knew her before she married. That's my oldest son. And she calls me Miss Addis. So as I said, I have a number of names.
Would you ever hear names that your mother, father, your grandmother, grandfather would call each other?
Well, my mother called my father Lawrence, and he called her Lily, but Lily was not her name. Her name, her real Christian name, was Annie Elizabeth. And how in the world they ever got it down to Lily, I don't know.
Would they ever call each other Mr. or Mrs.?
Well, now, my